Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it be really good food. I hope that I can lead you in the right direction. So, with that thought in mind, let's take a look at the first reading for today. And this is a reading for the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. It's the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us see what God's Word tells us. The opening prayer is this: God our Father, who by sending into the world the Word of truth and the Spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery. Grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. When I began, even as a child, to think about the thought of three persons in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is there to guide me, direct me, help me. You often don't know. Just a thought comes into your head, I should serve this person or I should be here. Sometimes that happens. Do what you can to answer that call. But you want your home, that is your body and soul. You wanted to praise the Lord. He is a true Father to us. He died to save us. His Holy Spirit comes to us to help us along this journey. Three persons, one God. Let us praise Him. Let us thank Him. Let us bless Him. Well, I don't know how you bless God, but be blessed by God is probably the better thing to say. But allow yourself to spend time in His presence. Today we take a look at the first reading, which comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. It's verses 32 to 34, and then it's 39 to 40. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth, ask from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? Or did any god venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation, by testings, by signs and arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must know now and fix in your heart that the Lord God is in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you." Let's take that to heart. Let's draw close to the Lord. Do what he asks of us. Receive the little kindnesses that come our way is really coming first of all from God. Please, brothers and sisters, draw near to him. He is your Father. He loves you. I wish I could only just say that in a program. He loves you, because it means so much to me and so many that we are loved. Even before we come to earth, we're loved. God loves you. Bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. That's a responsorial psalm. Bless the people The Lord has chosen to be his own. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all their host. For he spoke, and it was made. He commanded, and it stood forth. See, the eyes of the Lord are open to those who fear him. That means respect him. Upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. I have put all my hope in the Lord. Have you? Do you talk to him every day? Do you pray the prayers he's encouraged you to pray? Do you commit your whole day to him? Do you think through, just for a minute, think through what you have going on that day? Ask God for his help. He will not disappoint you if you're sincere. Doesn't mean you'll see him. Doesn't even mean you'll hear him. What he wants is just that you draw closer to him, that he may help you in the way that only God can. Just say, well, I've heard people say, well, I've asked God, but God never talks to me, so I don't ask God anymore. No, no. God is waiting for you to draw close and wait for him. Be still. Know that I am God. I know that's hard when you've got great work that you have to do. I understand that, but just please, as I've said before, please, throughout the day, even after a little time of prayer in the morning, if that's possible, then during the day, just a moment to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, help me through this. Help me through this negotiation. Help me through this plan. Help me through, if you're a teacher, whatever it may be, just help me, Lord, to bring forth your presence to those that I'm caring for or serving in some way. Ask him. God loves you. St. Paul's to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. Brothers and sisters, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Do you grasp that? If you've been baptized, you really are a child of God. And God sees you and knows you. Thank him, if you can, just thank him daily for that. Or at least once a week. Thank him that you are a son or a daughter of God. It's almost like words can't explain that. But he knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself, as I've said before. He knows you. Come to him with anything. Come to him with everything. And then listen, which is a hard thing for our world today, is to listen. Quiet. Maybe 10 minutes a day, just quiet before him, waiting upon him. He loves you. And the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Think of that. God came and spoke to the 11 disciples, which they were in turn going to communicate to us that Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and he wants to make disciples of all nations, all of us to be followers of Christ. Would you say that you are? Is there some area you need to change? Is there something in your life that needs to be different? Please, this is a time to really look. I know that Lent is a very good time, but I'm saying every day we ought to say, Lord, help me to please you today. Or thank you, Lord, for helping me. May God abundantly give you that grace. May he give you that blessing every day, because we're always in need. Always we are in need. I've been very struck by a reading here. Garrigou LaGrange, Father Garrigou LaGrange, he was a Dominican priest. And this is one of the things he said that I wanted to share with you, because it's meant a lot to me. He said, the greatest proof of love is the perfect gift of self. Generosity is essentially communicative. Goodness is naturally self-diffusive. Thus does the sun shed forth light and warmth. Thus do animals and plants give life to others, each after their kind. So too does a great artist conceive and produce his masterpieces. So do the scientist and the scholar communicate their intuitions and discoveries and share their spirit with their disciples. In the same way, in the same manner, the virtuous man inspires others to virtue, and the apostle, passionately in love with goodness, gives the gift of himself to the souls of his fellow men to lead them to God. He who is the sovereign good, the fullness of being, communicates himself as fully and intimately as possible by the eternal generation of the Word and by the inspiration of the Spirit of love, as Revelation teaches us. Brothers and sisters, take time every day to read a portion of Scripture, or one whole gospel, or one of the letters that you will find there. Please, brothers and sisters, because the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It can change your life. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.